15 minutes to 8 a.m. My name's Jess Clayman. I'm here on 2SER Breakfast this morning, filling in, having so much fun doing so. And I've got something right now that is going to brighten all of our mornings. One of our wonderful producers, Tony, is in the studio. Tony, good morning.
Jessica, wherefore art thou, Jessica?
Oh, now see, this is exciting because Tony is here. I'm so excited right now. So Tony's here because we want to talk about something pretty special that happens this time every year. You know how there's always days where it's like, oh, day of this or day of that.
It's commemorative days.
Well, today is a special commemorative day.
That's right.
Because it is Shakespeare's birthday.
It is.
We're celebrating.
Yes,
we're for out thou Shakespeare. Did you have to do much Shakespeare in school?
Well, that's the thing. I had to do it from years 8 to 12.
Me too.
So I had to read about Romeo and Juliet and
the whole thing.
Hamlet. And it got intense because with me, I'm the kind of person that laughs at tragedy.
Oh my gosh.
So you can give me the worst situation, like the worst one, and I'll be sitting there laughing my head off.
Yeah.
Like legit. You know, it's so funny.
Hamlet's
you know,
having an existential crisis, doesn't know whether to kill himself. Tony in the corner the laughing. Cocktail.
Hey! Yeah, so okay. Shakespeare, very tragic.
Yeah,
and,
very.
You know, he had a
lots
very
of tragedies.
Raunchy life. I was doing some research, yes.
I'm excited.
So I have no friends, so I was doing some research. I was doing some research yesterday, and he loved everything. So I'll start off with that because that's going to spice up our mornings.
Let's spice up the morning. Let's talk about the raunchy side of Shakespeare.
Oh, yes. And then we'll get into more serious things.
Okay.
And then we'll
start with the saucy move.
We'll start with the sauciness. So in The Merchant of Venice, we all know there's characters, and one of the characters' name is Antonio.
Mm-hmm.
But Antonio in Merchant of Venice is a hyper-masculine male. He's like a masculine alpha male kind of figure.
I never did Merchant of Venice. So
oh, yeah. Good on
this
you.
Is good back. This is good.
Don't miss much, dolls.
This is good. I had to do A Midsummer Night's Dream like three times, Jesus. But never did The Merchant of Venice. God. I know, the worst one too.
I can imagine.
Okay, so we've got a character in The Merchant of Venice.
Yes, called Antonio. And he is a hyper-masculine male. So he's like the alpha male, you know, top dog kind of thing, right?
Okay.
I went to the Riverside Theatre when I was in year 10.
Okay.
And the guy there, we were talking about it. We had to see, watch a play, The Merchant of Venice. And then afterwards, the guy's sitting there, he's like, oh, yeah, any questions and whatnot. And for some reason, we started getting on the topic of The Merchant of Venice and the deeper characters and what it meant and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So he said that Antonio from The Merchant of Venice is based off, wait for it, Shakespeare's Italian lover. How raunchy is that for a Monday morning?
Bill?
I heard that I died. I laughed my head off. I'm like, are you kidding me? And, you know, and yeah, so he had a wife, but he apparently also had an Italian lover, which he based Antonio off.
Wow.
Yeah.
A male lover?
Well, Antonio.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Maybe he was just like, maybe he was just a very masculine woman. Well, but no, wow. Okay, so he had a secret lover on the side in Italy.
And named Antonio. And apparently used to catch a ship. Again, Merchant of Venice.
There we go.
Used to catch the ship.
How scandalous.
I know. Now, if that's not for a Monday morning,
I don't know what it is.
Oh,
my gosh. Okay, so he's got this secret lover.
Now, I read into some conspiracy.
Don't we all want one, though? Isn't that what we all need on a Monday morning? All right, so.
So, now we get on to conspiracy theories.
Okay.
So, the first one is he didn't even exist.
What?
That blows me away, and it's hard to believe.
It's a little bit hard to believe.
What are you talking about? It's like, so he didn't exist, apparently.
Okay.
And that this whole thing was a lie. And one of the particles of evidence was that his kids was illiterate, apparently.
Yeah.
I heard that.
Yeah, me too. I've
so
heard this
apparently
too.
Apparently, he didn't exist, and they're basing that concept off his kids being illiterate.
Okay, well.
I know.
It seems weird that, like, the greatest playwright in the world
didn't
teach his kids to read and write.
Yeah, true.
Maybe he was just a bit of a. Oh, he was too busy in Italy.
He was too busy in Italy.
He was too busy in Italy with the secret lover.
The pizza.
Yeah. He was too busy with secret lover. Okay, so what's the second? We've got two conspiracy theories.
He didn't write his own plays.
Okay.
Yeah, so apparently, Othello is taken from a completely other different play.
Okay.
Written in Italy. Everything was Italians.
He loved the Italians.
And also I've read into this as well, and his ideas from The Merchant of Venice were taken from this book called Pecorone by Giovanni Florentino. Tales from Gesta Romanium.
Okay.
So that's like tales from, I think, Rome and stuff like
that.
Oh,
okay. So all of his work is really derivative.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah.
Naughty. That's not allowed.
Well, it is in Shakespeare's language.
It is in Shakespeare's language, absolutely.
And then you've got the Orator, and he isn't Spanish, but it's Italian, sorry. The Orator by Alexander Sylvain.
Okay.
So, back home, more England, anyway.
A bit more English, yeah.
So, yeah, my favourite Shakespeare play is Romeo and Juliet. Absolutely. Like I told you, it reminds me of my love life. Everyone dies in the end.
Everyone dies in the end.
So that's my favourite play. I was looking at the internet when his exact birth date was.
Okay.
And I was looking up. He actually died on the 23rd of April.
What?
I know.
He died
on the 23rd of April. And he was baptised on the 26th.
Okay. So they think he was born also on the 23rd.
Well, I don't know. I don't know when the baptism took place. Because I know with the Greek Orthodox, we tend to do it after 40 days.
Yeah. Okay.
So, like, I mean, I don't know if the... Was he Presbyterian? What they were
doing? I don't know. I have no idea.
Anyways, so he was... So he was, on the 26th of April, he was baptised.
And he died on the 23rd. What a full circle moment.
I know, but it's funny because I was reading about people who die Monday morning. Hi.
Wow. Okay. Good morning.
People who die close to their birthday.
Yeah.
Which is interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's just sort of
side note there. I think it's a nice little way to complete the circle.
That's exactly right.
Go for it. Why not?
I've also looked into some Shakespearean language.
Because today is technically Talk Like Shakespeare Day. Exactly. To celebrate Shakespeare.
He's dead. Let's talk like him.
Why not?
He can't correct us.
So what language have you got for us this morning?
Well, it's actually
a bit of a translator for us.
Oh, so we've got... I didn't really go into the specifics and details because I'm like, you guys, it's Monday morning, traveling to work, you don't want a headache.
I'm just going to give you one or two words you can throw through your day.
So listen is hark.
Hark. Okay.
Yeah, hark. Let's say it together.
Hark.
Listen is hark.
There we go.
Fabulous. And then you've got it was is twas. Now, I use twas a lot.
Yeah, me too.
Like, for example, when I'm writing, like, it was, it twas lit.
Love it.
The kids love that.
Kids love it.
Is we, off is O, and to is T.
T. So God, he liked to shorten things, didn't he? He's a teenage kid. He's like a little teenager just trying to
OMG.
Shorten. Yeah, OMG.
Oh my God, Shakespeare.
Wow, that is so interesting. Yeah. I love everything about this. What was your favourite play was Romeo and Juliet?
Oh, of course, yeah.
Loved Hamlet. I don't know why, but I did.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
I love Hamlet as well.
So good.
Now, do you know why?
Why?
Because I love the concept of him having the two personalities.
Yeah.
And the conflicting personalities.
Absolutely. And just the... I love a good revenge story. Oh, so that's why I loved Hamlet. That's why I loved Hamlet.
He was great. The whole concept of, like, the father and, like, you know, whatnot. It was really interesting.
To be or not to be. The whole thing. It's very... that motif. It's great. I think that motif has been so, like...
commercialized?
Yeah, through history. Because everyone just sees the skull like, oh, yes, to be or not to be. But then when you read the play, it's like he grave robbed that.
Did he?
Yeah, he took it from...
I've done this from my year 12. That explains everything.
He, like, he took the skull from a grave because he thought it was, I think it was like Yorick or something. It was someone that he knew. And
That's darker than I imagined.
Yeah.
See, I was expecting him going around poisoning people. And I'm like, that's a fabulous book.
It's a great book.
But him actually going around grave digging? Wow.
He totally... I think that... I could be very wrong. I could be totally mistaken on a Monday morning. But I'm pretty sure he just took it out of a grave and was like, oh, shoot, here's a skull. And then was like, do I die? Do I not? It's a whole thing.
Cracks his like skull at his head.
It's a weird thing. And it's a bit, it's very dark. Super dark. I also like that he kind of, he calls out his mum. It's a great moment.
And she slept with
the uncle. I learned all of my Shakespeare knowledge for Hamlet from the episode of The Simpsons that did Hamlet.
I love it.
And that's what I did. Marge married Mo and it was a whole thing. That's where I learnt it all. Anyway, we're going to have to leave it there, Tony, because we're out of time. But thanks for joining us this
morning. Thank you for having me.
There we go. It's Shakespeare Day today, celebrating the wonderful life of Shakespeare. Throw some of those words in your day. Throw some of those words in your vocabulary and you'll have a little bit of knowledge as well under your belt. It's 9 minutes to 8 a.m. News headlines up shortly. Track now.